Dilly Dilly, you little fucker.
Oh, I'm here. I'm here. Oh,
what's up, Silly that. Dill?
Hey, thanks for having me, Eldis Stabby.
Of course, dude. Yeah.
Hey, so my question, I guess, is whether I should send an apology text message to somebody that I became friends with who was like pretty cool. She's also extremely attractive.
Let me pause you right now. Yes. Just knowing the tone in your voice and the two pieces of information you chose to give us. Yes. But let's find out the rest of it. Your voice sounds like when a dog ate your fucking hamburger and you fucking scold him about it. Your voice sounds like a fucking droopy the dog's eyes right now. But anyway, go ahead.
Hey, so she is an OnlyFans model, mm-hmm. and we had been doing like lots of stuff together. I had kind of like asked her if she would be like interested in making out at like one point in time or something like that.
Nice, and man. A real man's way down. To try and get pussy.
Can I kiss you?
That is okay. A real alpha way to try and get pussy.
You look really pretty. Can I kiss you?
Hey, listen, whatever, man. You took your shot. We're shitting on you, but go ahead. We've all been, again, we've all been there. You think that's the most pathetic way I've tried to get pussy? Not even close. But go ahead, pal. Sorry.
So we continue being friends. And
I'm sorry. How do you guys meet? You just are friends in real life?
He's like, I've paid her $50,000 over the last 18 months.
We go to the same like climbing gym, and then gotcha. I kind of saw her like outside of that. And
sure. Asked if she okay, so you met your friends in real life, and you're like, yeah, you're casual friends, and then you find out that she's on OnlyFans, whatever. She's hot as shit. You befriended a hot girl at your climbing gym, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you made a pass at her, it didn't work, but you maintained a friendship.
Yeah, and as like time passed, in a certain situation, I sort of started like getting vibes again that, I don't know, she might be interested in something. Sure. But then I guess she posted a piece of Literotica on like FetLife or whatever.
Hell yeah, dude. And how many platforms are you jerking off to this girl on? This fucking guy. This guy's jacking off to his memories of the climbing gym, jacking off to OnlyFans. He's fucking reading her lit. You're beating off to her fucking literature, motherfucker. This man is fucking. He wants this pussy bad, dude. Anyway, sorry. You're on her Visco looking at her fucking. Architectural photos of buildings.
Hey, who doesn't Google somebody if they find like is it that bad to Google somebody if you find them attractive? Like is that
are we doing a sub question in the middle of your question here? Yes, I'm not saying it's that bad, yes. But following every link and beating off to it, yeah, you know, maybe, you know.
If I was saying I was talking to a hot OnlyFans chick, I would be all up in that shit and looking whatever I could find. So I'm with you, Silly Dilly.
I'm with you. Here's the thing. Philosophically, there's two things, right? There's human nature. And of course, the human nature is like, you see, our brains are now trained. We're in the generation where in our lifetime, you were able to type in name of woman breasts into Google and get a pretty good chance of seeing them, right? So we're spoiled here. But I will say, philosophically, when I've been in a similar situation, right, where it's like I'm talking to somebody who I know what they're, you know, if they're a sex worker, if they're an OnlyFans girl, if I know you can see them doing cool stuff on the internet, I personally, my philosophy is I try not to do that so that I can maintain a, like, regular relationship with this person. If I'm really trying to get to either get to know them, but let's be honest with ourselves here, try and fuck them, right? Yeah. Or like date them or whatever, not to be so crass about it, but it's like, because I find it like being like, well, let me just treat this person like a human being. I'm sure everyone who comes across her Googles her tits, and if I want an actual relationship, even if it's a fling, even if it's something like that's my, but that's just my personal philosophy, which I landed on through trial and error, Silly Dilly. I've made the same mistake you have before, and I've been like, ah, geez, this has turned me into like one of those Indian reply guys that's like, boob, please. Boobs, please kill myself. No, say boob. If I fucking find videos of her sucking dick before, you know, we hook up. But anyway, so that's a little, that's the side answer to your main answer. Continue. Okay, so you're reading her literotica.
I wish it was Bob's please was my reply, but I replied with a haiku. And
Wait, you replied to her literotica?
Yes.
And what did you say?
And she didn't, with like a haiku. So I can't remember the exact words.
Hold on.
But, you know,
where did you reply to it? Like in the DM or on the comment or something?
You had to.
On a comment.
Oh. So wait a second.
Okay. Oh. A second ago, I was like disagreeing with Stav. Now I'm back on Stav's side.
This is the exact behavior, not Googling
you
them.
You want to fuck this girl. You don't want this to be a fuck a fan experience.
Yeah.
You gotta.
Also, wait a second. You're telling me you registered a new fucking username? You signed on to it. Huh?
I had a username there, but like my stuff is like slightly more. It's like more hidden. Like I don't show face.
Sure. Okay. Now I will say, even if you're allowed to Google, you gotta keep it to one platform. Like, and I wouldn't interact. But anyway, you reply with a haiku. Okay, not looking good right now.
What was just, you know, real quick? What was like the context of the haiku? Were you saying some like hornier than a motherfucker shit, or was it just some like, you know, some cute little bullshit?
I'd say it was like more like paraphrasing the story that was written into a smaller like context.
Okay.
So it wasn't like too thirsty, but it was, yeah.
The act in and of itself is the thirst.
The interacting.
The thirstometer is out of control. Just any comment on a tertiary sex fucking like literature website that I don't even know exists until you told me right now. And I've made my whole career is because of the internet, and I've never heard of this thing. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, you send the haiku. I'm telling you right now, it's not looking good. What's the next step? What happens next in this story, in this tale?
So like around that time, there was like some back and forths about like meeting up again, like either grabbing coffee or like going climbing again. And then I saw her in like real life, and I kind of was like getting weird vibes from her. So she obviously, I guess, finally she figured out that I had replied to her like filthy story with a haiku. And then after that, I sent like one other message, and then it's been ghosted, or like she ghosted me after that. And I have not said anything else.
Okay.
But our, like, we live in a smaller kind of city, and our kids go to the same school. So like occasionally.
What an awesome little extra tidbit to drop at the end.
Wait, the same school as what?
As her kid. His kids go to the same school as her kids.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's a whole other level of this.
So the last time I saw her, I was like in my vehicle, and she was at a crosswalk, and like rather than crossing the crosswalk, like this seemed like we were both, you know, kind of like blinders on, trying not to make eye contact, but it seemed like she wasn't like crossing the street in front of me. Like, at a weird, weird, uncomfortable awkwardness.
Yeah, and dude,
want to send.
Look, I know parents are like people too, right? I know you're just a regular guy. You can't be a father acting like this, man. Think of your kid finding out how thirsty for pussy you were. Think of her or him being like, damn, my dad really was down bad. He's fucking writing high. He's writing Japanese poetry for pussy. God damn, dude. Okay, whatever. Yeah, okay. So I catch the drift here. You blew it for whatever reason. One of your many mistakes finally caught up to you, even though she seemed cool for a while. And you're saying basically like, now my default when I hear a situation like this is like, you gotta just take your lumps and move on, right? Like, you just gotta, it's humiliating, whatever. We've all been there. We've all tried to fucking, the sauce wasn't thick enough for certain hot girls, right? We've all embarrassed ourselves, and that's okay. And you just take that L and you move on and you remember for next time. You take these lessons the next time you're trying to fuck a hot MILF who also has really good grip strength, right? But how much, like, so I would say probably just don't bother her again is enough. And now what's the, how much of the, like, so your kids go to the same school, like, how often do you see, I guess you see her at the climbing gym, right? Like, you're basically just worried about, this is a pretty small community, and you don't want to seem like a dickhead, or what, or you're just afraid of, you don't want to be putting the blinders on every time you see her, what's the main worry here?
Right, exactly. I want it to be like less awkward so that she isn't like changing her behavior because creepy me is like around. And so like I have not seen her at the climbing gym, and like I fear that I possibly have like made this gym into like an unsafe space for her to go to or something like that. And so I kind of just want to like express, like, I'm pretty sure I like harass you, and I apologize for that. Like, I'm not.
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
In your mind, what is the harassment here? Just your, like, you know, gay comment on her story, or
making a pass at her? Here's what it is: making a pass at her, her saying no, seemingly taking it like a good guy, and then it seems like she CSI'd the fact that he's been horny for her this whole time through the comments and shit like that. Is that what you're thinking?
Exactly. And I'm pretty sure that's probably like a common occurrence for her.
Exactly. So, okay. I get where you're coming from, right? But I also know that, like, women, like, in my life, whether I was dating them or we were close friends or whatever, sometimes they've, like, I made this mistake once where it was somebody close to me was complaining about a guy being weird to her, right? And I was just like, that's fucking bullshit. You know, I got mad, right? And I was like, dude, that's fucking unacceptable. And I like confronted the guy about it, right? And then he gave her a fucking apology. But then I remember her being like, hey, why the fuck did you do that? He was weird to me already. His apology is for him. It's not for me. Now I have to like make this guy feel better, even though I just wanted to move on, right? So I think here's my read on the situation. I say you just leave her alone. If you are ever, after you've put in enough, like, you're in the same small community, if after enough time you've put enough goodwill where she's not like actively avoiding you, and you've shown that you're a good guy and that you're not a creep, whatever, and you happen to be in another, whether it's a mutual friend's party or you're at the climbing gym or whatever, you can say, I just want, you can then, and only then, if you're ever in a situation where you have to like see her again, you can be like, I really apologize for my behavior last year, whatever. Like, I feel like I made you uncomfortable. I was out of line. I will totally leave you alone. I just want you to know, I'm sorry. So just that, if that ever comes up. But I think you don't, because the other thing is, creeps often use apologies as attempts to get back in there. And I think you just have to sit in this and you have to feel never getting forgiven. Because the apology is half for her, but it's half for you to be like, please absolve me of my horniness and the sins that I committed during when my dick was hard, right? And so you just have to, your punishment is never getting that feeling. And I think the best thing you can do is just kind of leave her alone. And if it ever comes up, or let's say you hear from a friend that she would like an apology or just whatever, right? If some situation where it makes sense and you have, and you're in like a, you know, and you're not like, I'm not saying like wait outside her apartment and say, I'm sorry, but I'm saying if something naturally comes up or you hear that she'd appreciate an apology, then feel free to do it. But I just think you're probably better off leaving her alone and just wallowing in your, you know, minor guilt here.
I agree with that. And I think like, yeah, I think I'm kind of like, you know, where I'm at with, you know, my busting too quick behavior, like where I just really want to avoid having to say I'm sorry.
The Sula doctrine.
I'm sorry for something that's like awkward and embarrassing. But because really what this is like, you know, you're just embarrassed because you're way too horny. That's really what this is. And it's like, you know, hey, good or bad, women, especially OnlyFans models, I'm sure, deal with this
Red Pill Sula.
I mean, just like deal with this shit all the time. So I think the best thing you really can do to like bring back goodwill, just make her comfortable is like, yeah, ignore her.
Fully leave her alone.
Ignore her at the gym. Maybe if you guys are like a foot away from each other, you just like make on eye contact, or like it's unavoidable. Just say like hi with a smile. Hello. And keep it moving.
Hello, no, and keep it moving.
No,
yeah,
chit chat, no nothing. Just make it clear to her, hey, I'm out the way. You do your workout, whatever you're going to do. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to harass you or try to fuck you right now. And
yes.
Yeah. Just like, you know, make it clear through that behavior. And yeah, the apology thing, I would say like the only time I would really even address that ever, even once you like, you know, let's say months from now, she's kind of more comfortable and you guys are friendly again and start talking. The only time I would ever address that is if she brings it up.
Yeah, otherwise, that's probably fair.
Otherwise, I don't think you really need to say anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then
yeah,
you're just like admitting guilt for something that's not a crime. You're just like a thirsty motherfucker.
No, it's not about him. It's about her. And the more you're talking about it, it's like, you're right. If they've normalized shit again, the apology is almost unspoken. Because the way you've normalized is by behaving like a guy who doesn't want to fuck her at all. You basically have to treat her the way you would treat like a fat middle-aged man at your office. You know what I mean? Just some guy named Stan who smells kind of weird. You know what I mean? Like, that's how you have to put your blinders on and treat her like a hunched over old man. Just, hello, how are you doing? Right. And then move on. But yeah, I think we kind of got to the bottom of this, buddy. How you feeling? How you feeling with that analysis?
I mean, I think that's good analysis, and it reaffirmed my current actions. And great. So yes, if this was like more questioning, yeah, I guess questioning, but that was what I was going with.
Good,
so,
good. Yes, I love it. It's always fun to work through these and really, really piece these out. So good luck, buddy, and now you know for the next time. And, you know, yes, DM Eldest, let her know what her OnlyFans is.
Yeah, send us her IG. Just curious.
We won't do any poems.